2-meter net. Your net control tonight is K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain. Moment, I got somebody call me on my phone while I'm on the echolocation. Let me take a pause here just a second. Now, sorry about that. I thought I had the volume turned down on my phone, but this repeater is located at an elevation of 3,500 feet, has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency is invited. The repeater is located at the top of Caesar's Head Mountain, 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Is there any formal traffic tonight for the day? Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call K4OIM or Net Control. We'll move on down to the check-ins now. First, I'd like to go over the pre-check-in list. We got W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. And then we have K4OSH, Pat over in Malden. Glad you got checked in, Pat. And KC4W, Bill. He's over in Anderson. And KG4WNP, Landon, he's over in Liberty. Glad y'all checked in tonight. All right. Now we'll move up to the Echo Link Station. Any Echo Link stations out there that wish to check in, call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Go late. Would you like to check in? Please call K4OIM or Net Control. We'd like to check in now to Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. She's down in Simpsonville, and she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Wendy's one of our net controllers, and Sunday, Mark's a net controller on Sunday, and Wendy usually picks it up on Tuesday. No, Monday. We got one more on that go right bad. He must be just listening for now. So at this time, we'll move up to the RF section. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we start with I through L, India through Lima. Please check in with the first letter of your prefix. If your prefix starts with I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Denison Gaffney, 73.
OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
I am. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and the family, Matt. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
OIM. Good to hear you call the net again. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. We'll be short time tonight. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3. OIM.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
OIM. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
Control, please check in Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Yankee Bravo, Jeff, Greenville, South Carolina. Short time, no traffic.
A good group there. First of all, we got KG4JIA, Dennis over in Gaffney. Glad you could make it, Dennis. And then KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain there in Tuxedo. Glad you got in, James. Then we got W4IOE, Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, you want to plug your net tonight?
Folks, the net's on Sunday evening, 8 o'clock, 146-640. Tone of 91.5. And thank you, Walt. Before I wait back to net.
Good. Then we got KK4JBQ. That's Larry over in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Kilo Charlie 4, MFK Donna. They make their home in Greer. Glad y'all could make it. Then KO4JKB, that's Duncan up in Nashville. I know where you are now and who you are when I hear your voice up there, Duncan. And then KO4LAO, that's Jim, he's over in Traveler's Rest. And KC8ZYB, that's Jeff, and he's in Greenville. All right, anybody else? India through Lima. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
And Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4ACA, that's Dale, and he's in Greenville. Glad you could check in, Dale. All right, last call, India through Lima. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Look like we got them all. So we'll move up to M through P. If the first letter in the prefix of your call starts with M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Mike 4. Mike Uniform, Sammy and Warden, and I'll be in and out.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
First up, we got KM4MNU. That's Did I get it right? Sandy? I didn't get you, your QTH. Could you come back with that? It was a KM4 NMU, I believe, is what I got down. Could you come back and repeat that?
You too. Last three, Mickey Mouse University. I live in Ward, South Carolina. I'm about 30 miles north of Augusta, Georgia.
That's what I had there, but I was in such a hurry, I got it all together. Yeah, I know where Moore's at. All right, thanks for checking in. Then we got KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. I'm glad you home and doing well, Mom. Fell about 6 weeks ago and broke his hip. And she brings along her husband, KK4DMW, and that's Rick. And then KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle, and they over in Piedmont. Continue recovering well there, Lorena. And anybody else, M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Got that group. We'll move up now to the Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around and chat with you for a while.
YM, please check in. November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo, N2SUB, as Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
OIM, check in. Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Lyman, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of the net.
In Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, AA4RL, I'm Robert in Easley, negative, negative.
Before that, WM4, I didn't get your call. I think your name was Chris. Could you come back with your call and your location again, please?
OIM, it is Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman.
Yes. We got KN4RJN, my neighbor up here in Edmond, John. Glad you could check in, John. And then we have N2SUB, that's Jim, over in South Greenville. Glad you could make it tonight, Jim. And then WN4S, Chris N. Lyman. And then after that, AA4RM, that's Robert over in Easley. Is there anyone else? Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Station trying to check in. You hit the repeater, but I'm not getting anything. Right now we got another Echo Link station. I'll take a break here and see if they want to check in. Echo Link stations and Echo Link station only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, John and Honey of 5 South Carolina. Good evening and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short now.
Hello with that call.
Foxtrot 4. Charlie Tango, John and Honey of 5 South Carolina.
We'd like to welcome KF4. CKT, that's Charlie, and he's over in Honeypath. Glad you could get check-in, Charlie. All right, so now we'll move up to the next group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. No, wait a minute, I forgot. Quebec through Tango, I'm sorry. The first letter of your prefix begins with the letters Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Romeo Zulu, Judd in Circleville, Ohio.
We had KD8, HRZ. John in Ohio. Boy, you making the trip. But you sound good there. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else? Got another popped up on Echo Link. Echo Link Station and Echo Link Station only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. My name is Don. I'm located in Boyd Springs, South Carolina. Doing a great job, Walt.
Up for DF. You might have moved away from me, but you couldn't get far because my daughter's buying a house up there on Lake Bowen, just right off of Highway 9. I'm glad you could check in, Don. Next, we'll move up to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travers Rest, no traffic, no queue. Good evening.
This group by yourself, K4SUG. That's Ray, and he's in Travers Rest. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Hey, you had it by yourself. Maybe they'll check in on the second shift. So now we'll move up to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter in your prefix starts with U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. Please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're going to say good evening to you and send 73s to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Walt. Have a good one.
I'm trying to check in. You were in and out. Could you try it again? Really hitting the repeater. If you're on HT, try moving around a little bit or boost your power up and try it again. Maybe you can try back later when I go through. I'd like to welcome K4ZZX, Steve, and he's over at the base of Parrish Mountain. I hope your antenna party went all right this past weekend, Steve. Yeah, going to have to start taking mine down and moving to the new home place and putting them up. Boy, I got some nice trees up there, though. So anybody else, U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
M. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott in Greenville. Also, my wife, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. Good evening, everyone, and Walt, good job. Keep going, bud.
Tommy is a little fast there for me. I've had a stroke, and I can't use my keyboard. I'm having to do this all with pen and paper. I got your call sign, but I missed your wife and your daughter.
The call signs are Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta and and Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary, and the name here is Scott.
Thank you, Scott. First, we got, wait a minute. K4XB, that's Tommy. That radio always sounds good on here, Tommy. You over in South Greenville. Thank you for checking in. And then we got KX4YM, that's Scott. He brings along his wife, Kilo Oscar 4, ACD, and then his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. And they are in Greenville, correct, Tommy?
Read back correct. The name here is Scott. Sierra, Charlie, Oscar, Tango, Tango.
Yeah, I've got it wrote down. I don't know why I call you Tommy. I'm sorry about that. All right, anybody else, you through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. And heard. Now we'll move up to the next group, Alpha through Delta. Get the first letter in the prefix if you call. Starts with A through D. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Romeo, David in 96, and I will be negative and negative.
Sam. Mr. Walt, please check in. Kilo, India 4, Delta, Oscar, Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. I'll be around for comments. Good evening to you, Walt, all on the net.
K4OIM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. You're doing a great job, Walt. Appreciate it.
4OIM. Hope you're doing well. Sounds good. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
I am. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
Approved there. First we got KO4AOW, that's David up here in Inman. And also KO4DZR, that's David, and he's another David, and he's in 96. Glad y'all could get checked in. And KI4DOS, that's Gary. He brings along his sweet little pride and joy, K3JOY. And, they're over in Easley, and be sure and tune in tomorrow night. Check in with Gary because he runs the, he's the net control operator tomorrow night. And after the RF section, he has the swap net where he can buy, swap, trade, or whatever. And be sure to check in with him. Thank you, Gary. And W4DJW. That's David, our net manager that keeps this thing rolling, and he's over in Greer. Glad you checked in, David. And N4DJC, that's my friend Jerry, and he's over in Anderson. And I love this call here, KB2BYQ. That's another David, and he's in Easley. Glad you could check in, David. Anybody else, A through D, please call Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. We got that group, and nobody else is up on Echo Link. So we'll move up to the group Echo through Hotel, E through H. It's the first letter of the prefix if you call is Echo through H, E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and let's stick around a minute or two, Walt. Doing a good job.
It's like you got that group by yourself, Harry. KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler. All right, I got you down here for some right to, Harry. Anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I'm trying to check in. You're getting in the repeater, but all I'm hearing is a big buzz. Could you try it again? Somebody relay that station. Call sign. Now, CN4. Oh, JN4RJN. Man, you up, John? What you got to say?
JN4RJN. Hey, Walt. How you doing? You feeling better?
I'm all trouble out my left leg. I've got a doctor's appointment Friday morning at the VA. I'm getting to where I can't. I'm losing more use in my left hand, and my left leg, my knee just gives out on me, and it feels like it's on fire, and somebody's sticking me with the ice pick. That's where they cut all them nerves and put them plates in my neck. And I'm afraid that them plates are rubbing a nerve or something in there, but I'll put up with the pain. I'm not about to let them go back into my neck anymore. But how you doing, John?
I can't complain. I've got a little bursitis in my left hip, but that doesn't slow me down a whole lot. But just packing up stuff and trying to get as much stuff packed up and out of here. I'm going to head on up to Greensboro here in a day or two. Haul a bunch of stuff up there and check on the place up there, and then work my way back down here. I'm trying to sell a couple lawnmowers and a couple other things that I'm not going to need up there because my yard's a lot smaller up there. But other than that, things are going, they're going. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to, I don't know how we accumulated all this stuff, but because we move so many times and we jettison stuff every time we move, but it seems to multiply when we stick it in a closet somewhere, so I don't know. Anyway, but I'm doing good, Mrs. is doing good, my friend's doing good, and all the animals are, they know something's going on, but they're reasonably calm. I went to the vet the other day and got tranquilizers for all of them to for the trip up, but other than that, I'm doing good. How's your daughter doing?
She's doing all right. She had been working for Walmart through a temp service, and they finally hired her on at Walmart 3 weeks ago. No, it's a month ago now. And they are running slack on work. She got to work 4 hours Monday. She was off today. She works 8 hours tomorrow. And she's off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I don't know if that permanent job's going to work out that good or not. But she found, it's my grandson. He's my step-grandson. But he's just like my grandson. And him and his wife went through a divorce back in June, and they have a house up there right off 20, I mean, it's just after you cross the bridge on at Lake Bowen on 26. You can see the house on the right there back up in the cove, and he called me and asked me if I knew anybody that would take up payments on it and give him $5,000 and assume the payments. And I said, let me talk to my daughter. So they go in Friday to get the paperwork done and all. And it's a pretty nice lot. 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with some tall, tall oak trees in it. Plenty of room for my antennas. But all I have to do is come down here in my shack, get my radio equipment out, put it in my truck, and all I got to do is take my bed apart, get my clothes out of the walk-in closet, and get the chest of drawers, and back up to my shack, and I'm moved out. So I ain't going to have to make but one trip, John.
To that, we made one trip. We filled up a pod and took that up there. I've still got to make a couple more trips, and the movers come to get the heavy stuff on the tent. So we're trying to get rid of as much stuff. We hired a dumpster and had that sitting in the driveway there for a while and filled that up, just getting rid of junk that we don't need up there. So, and my wife's been selling just about everything except the chair I'm sitting on. I think she's got designs on it too. But anyway, I envy you, Walt. I really do.
It's on the lake. The third house down is on the lake. But there where I'm going to put my camper with my shack in it, I can look out the window and see the lake about 200 or 300 feet away.
There's nothing like having a view, I tell you. The view here is a whole lot better than the view I've got up there. But, you know, you can't have everything. I do have a little creek running back way back in the backyard, and it's a nice neighborhood, so I can't complain.
The other night that I was moving, and he thought I was moving about like you, I was going to get out away from the repeater. But I took my little Yaesu HT up there the other day and done a couple of signal checks, and they said I was crystal clear into the repeater for that 5-watt HT, so I know I can get in there with this station here.
It's good. I'm still, once I get up there and get everything established and get, you know, the furniture moved and all that happiness, I'll contact the guy up there that's got the repeater that's got EchoLink, see if I can borrow it and link it to this one, and keep calling that. But I'm going to be off air for, a couple weeks anyway.
For EchoLink, won't you?
Do that. As long as I got my phone, I can still do that. Once I can take my computer up there when I go up here in a day or two, but I won't have anything to set it on, so I'll have to find a cardboard box somewhere so I can sit on the floor and work the computer and work EchoLink through that. But I can always do it through my phone too, so we'll be checking in one way or the other.
Down here day before yesterday, and I was on the computer, and I've got what website I was on? Oh, it's on the QRZ website. And I went to move the pointer with my mouse. I got a wireless mouse and keyboard, and my mouse disappeared. And I thought it was the arrow disappeared. And I thought it was the mouse went bad. And I went to Walmart yesterday and bought a new keyboard and the mouse, and I still ain't got the pointer. I don't know what's wrong with it, unless the video card went out.
That's, there is a way, and I don't remember now what it is off the top of my head, but I'll research it and figure it out. You can hit a certain key and find out where your cursor is at, and then move your mouse around. If you, sometimes mine does that, disappears on me. If I right click or left click, it'll pop up and show up there.
I'm calling a net with RF, but I'm going to have to do my net report and everything off of my smartphone here. And once I get everybody checked in and all of that, I'll have to go back to my phone, cut the EchoLink off, and then go to the Bar's website on there to draw up my where I log in the net report. So it's going to be aggravating. It's going to take me a couple of minutes. You got anything else for us, John?
Gary and Harry are both waiting in the wings there to share their philosophy on life and whatever else is going on. So I'll back on out of here and say 73's to you. Thanks for calling the net, Walt. You're doing good. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Did you stop by to do a little right cue, John? I'm going to miss it, you being gone up there. But good luck, and be careful on that drive up. Next up on the stump, we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. What you got for us tonight, Gary?
Fly him in the net, KI4DOS. Well, not a whole lot, Walt. I went to the eye doctor a little over 2 weeks ago, and almost 3 weeks ago, and they called today and said my new glasses were ready, so I went over there and picked up my glasses. I can see a little bit better now, which I thought I was seeing good to begin with, but the doctor said he was going to tweak them a little bit. When I put them on, I said, goodness gracious, I think he tweaked them a lot. But they're working out real well. I'm glad that I went ahead and got that done. I wanted some little clip-on sunglasses to go over them, and they didn't have them in stock. They have to order them, so now I'm waiting on the sunglasses part of it to clip over it. That way I don't have to buy two pair of glasses, one with the dark lens and one with clear. So everything's working out good as far as that goes. Ran a few other errands. Talked to Robert Martin last night, AA4RM, and Fletch needed an antenna for his radio, and Robert had a couple. So I went over to Robert's and picked those up, took them over to Fletch, and took them over to his wife's, Hester, this afternoon, and his daughter was going up to see him at the hospital tonight. So she was going to take the antennas over there to him and see which one worked on his radio. So I was hoping he would check in if he can get to the repeater from inside the hospital. I don't know if he can or not, but I hope he's listening anyway. I hope he gets better and gets out of that hospital. But then I had to go a couple other places. I was out riding around most of the day, it seems like. But the biggest thing I did went and got my glasses.
I'm going through the same thing. I went 3 weeks ago this coming Friday and got my eyes checked. And after I had that stroke and broke my neck, it messed with my vision. And the doctor told me it'd take a year to 2 years. And I need to make an appointment and get my eyes checked because that affected my eyes. And when I went back 3 weeks ago, they said I had cataracts ready to be taken off. And they wanted to know if I wanted to do them right now or wait a little while. And I said, I'd rather wait right now. But they're going to call me, let me know when to come over and pick my glasses up, but they're going to schedule me to have the cataracts removed in about 6 months. But I know my vision's got bad. I'm sitting now, I'm in my shack down here, and I got a big screen TV in there in the living room, and I'm sitting here, and when I change channels and it comes up with the caption of what's on at the bottom, I have to get up, walk in there, and stand right in front of the TV to see what I'm looking at.
I hate that for you, Walt, but, I don't know if I would buy new glasses yet or not, because when they take those cataracts off, that's going to change things, too. Joey went to the same, she went to the eye doctor after I did, and the doctor told her she had cataracts as well, and he said they're not quite ready to come off yet, but he told her that looking at her eyes and the way her vision is, that when they take the cataracts off, she may not have to wear glasses at all.
That's what they told me, but I go through the VA, and it don't cost me nothing to get my glasses. But I even get the progressive lens where you were talking about getting the sunglasses. Mine, you know, if I walk out of the shack into the sun, they turn dark. but that's aggravating. I don't know what, when you've been out in the sun and walk in the house and there ain't no lights on, everything is black for a little while till them glasses turn back clear.
My old glasses have the transition lens in them. And, you know, mine are the same way. But the reason I got the sunglasses is, or the clip-ons to go on my clear glasses, is that those transition lens don't get dark in the car if you've got the tinted windows. And just about all the vehicles, they might now have tinted glass of some kind or polarized glass. And the transition lens won't change colors inside the car. Now, if you're walking, you stay out in the yard and get in the car, then they're dark, but they start lightening up the longer you stay in the car with the windows up and that sort of thing. So that's the reason I got the clip-on glasses this time. I can still see through my old glasses, and I told the doctor, I said, well, I can do yard work and stuff like that in my old ones, and that way I won't have to worry about getting my new ones all scratched up and banged around.
Yay. They don't, well, like I said, they were free, but I always got the progressive lens and the scratch resistant put on them. And the other week, they said they had changed providers and they wanted to charge me $40 for getting the scratch resistor put on there. And I told her, I'm not bad at scratching them up. I'm like you. I got two or three pair down here I can put on when I'm out in the yard or messing with the car, which I got now. My health, I can't really mess with the car anymore. My brother called me late this evening and said, you think you can come up here and put brake pads on my truck tomorrow? I said, oh, no. Yeah, I can't do no straining with a lug wrench breaking the lug nuts loose, not with my neck and the shape it's in. So I told him, I said, I know a good mechanic. He don't want to pay anything. When he pays me for doing something, it's always $10. So I recommended a good mechanic for him, Jerry. K4OIM for ID.
You all, I don't blame you. I wouldn't go out there and mess with no lug wrenches if my neck was bothering me. I really wouldn't. But I heard you talking to John about you moving, so... When you move back up there at Lake Bowen, let us know. That way we'll get up there and help you get some antennas up. Steve canceled his antenna party this past Saturday. I was over at the test session, and I was just coming out of the Red Cross building and fixing to head over to his house. And he sent me a text that nobody showed up, so... he hadn't got his antennas up yet, unfortunately, but we'll get with him one of these days and see if we can't help him out with that. Other than that, Walt, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I know you got a couple more rag chewers. Doing a good job. Appreciate you calling the net, and you take care and be careful when you move. We'll talk at you later. K4OIM in the net. KI4DOS.
K4OIM. Yeah, my daughter, she's watching me. She won't let me do nothing. If I go to the Dollar General and get two or three bags of stuff, she comes out to the truck, gets it out, and totes it down. You don't need to be toting nothing, Daddy, because my neck, boy, I'm in pain constantly. I done told them I don't want no opioids. I ain't getting strung out on them. So it's good talking to you, Gary. Let me see what old Fletch has got up there. Fletch, you got it. You up on the stump. What you got, Fletch? Still there? You got anything for the right cue portion? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Harry that was wanting to talk. Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
Well, I am. KC4EZN. You about got it wound out here. Sid's checked in and it's 5 minutes to 10. You could about shut her down. If you got a second shift coming, they already here, so I don't know if there's a third shift or not. Anyway, things have been moving kind of slow. We get out a little bit, and I know what you're talking about, glasses. I've worn the glasses I've got on now for about 4 years, and the doctor told me last year that just about on the edge of needing to change them. He says each year you've moved, changed a little bit, but not quite enough, and so I can tell. Some close-up things have gotten further away or something. And I do not envy either you or John moving, especially John, because he's moving a whole house. We moved into the house we're in right now 20 years ago and had lived 30 years in the other house. And went out on the front porch one morning, and wife and I looked at each other, and we looked up and down the street and said, we don't want to live here anymore. Most of the people that we knew as neighbors had either died or moved on to other places, and about three-quarters of the houses in that little division we were in were rental. So we got out, found another house, and figured if we stay here 10 years, then it'll be time to start looking at a assisted living or, something like that. And it's been coming up on 21 years now, and I don't think either one of us are really interested in going anywhere just yet, although we know it may be closer, but still. Not looking forward to it all, and I got a little bit tickled. My daughter was looking around one day, and she says, Dad says, when you're gone, he says, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And I says, there's a phone number. It's called 777-JUNK. I says, if I'm gone, I don't really have any need for any of this stuff anymore. And I says, now, while I'm here, I said, you should keep your hands off of it. She kind of laughed and thanked me because I'd given her permission. There wasn't anything that I thought she needed to keep forever. Good at accumulating our own stuff. But anyway, we're just poking along and got my COVID wait list number 20,622, and I think last week they were up to 11,000. So, and they keep moving things around and adding more new people to the list. I haven't quite figured out the logic of when you don't have enough to start with, why you let put more people on the list to get what you don't have enough of all. But then again, I'm not into politics, so I guess I don't understand. But we're just poking along, trying to stay home, stay safe, play on the radio, do a few other little things. And with that, Walt, you're doing a good job. We'll bounce it back to you. W4OIM. You two get me mixed up. KC4EZN, 7-3, Walt.
Yeah, you still got it wrong. Harry, it's K4. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, in your mic. Yeah, no, what you're talking about there, about what your daughter's going to do with all your stuff. That's the same thing my daughter asked me. Daddy, what am I going to do with all of this when you die? And I'll buy a transceiver or piece of test equipment or anything off of eBay or the QRZ site. I've got signal generators, signal tracers, and oscilloscopes, and I'm on a FT-450 Yaesu HF station, and I got an old Yaesu, I believe it's a FT-750DX that covers from 160 down to 2 meters. It's conked out on me. Well, it conked out on me. It did the other guy. And I got in there trying to
solder on the finals, but my left hand, it'll be steady for a minute and then it starts shaking. And I got too much solder somewhere. I must have bridged the joint in it. When I plugged it up, it went up in smoke. Man, that thing had a killer receiver in it, but I don't know what I done. I just shoved it back on the shelf here. But I told my daughter, I said, well, when I do pass away, just take it to the ham club up there and just give it to them. Donate it to them. I like to get this stuff off of the eBay, like these 2-meter transceivers. I can buy them off eBay, where they say it's a tech special. And usually what it is, especially on them mobiles, they fired it up backwards and knocked a diode out in it. And when I hear of a new ham, somebody get their new license coming on the air for the first time, usually I'll give them a radio. Or I ain't never sold one, I don't think, for over $20. I've got 2 sitting here now that I'm not using. I was going to take one down there and give it to Al down there in Marlin to help him out, because he can't get in the repeater half the time on that HT. But I think he had one in the shop he was getting fixed. And I offered one to Karen up there in Columbus when her radio went up in smoke. But nobody knew her phone number or anything. She lived up in Columbus, so there wasn't no way I could help her out. But she was the lady calling Annette on Tuesday night, the one I'm calling. And I was just going to help her out, and couldn't do it. Couldn't get in touch with her. So, Harry, is that all you got for us tonight?